Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And this episode is brought to you by my annual event, The Bliss Project, which I'm getting so excited for. We really start planning right around now, in August actually, and we go really hard from here on out, planning the most beautiful, amazing, sacred weekend. It's truly one of the most beautiful spaces of transformation because I am all about not only making transformation fun, but really connecting you to your tribe and accelerating your growth. So what we accomplish in one weekend is mind-blowing. This is a weekend full of self-growth exercises, connection exercises. We're going to be doing meditation, yoga for everybody, and so many more big surprises and incredible speakers. So join me March 2nd through the 4th in Newport Beach, California, 2018. Tickets are selling out fast, so make sure you go to theblissproject.info, and I cannot wait to meet you. So today's episode, you guys, I want to chat with you about the word and the thing, justification. And I've been thinking about justification for a long time because I have spent a large portion of my life justifying why I was the way I was, which was fearful and panicked and full of anxiety and judgmental, and also why, I couldn't move forward on my goals and dreams. And that was to do exactly what I'm doing right now, be a speaker, be in fitness, having done fitness competitions, or be able to be the person who I believed would be worthy to get on fitness covers or to do a TED talk. And I justified even the baby steps for so long. I spent so much time and energy looking for why I wasn't able to, and why my life and what was handed to me and what I thought I got stuck with was the entire reason why I had panic attacks. I blamed my mother for my panic attacks. I blamed my religion for my panic attacks. I blamed all of my fear for not seeing mentors around me. You know, there were so many things I did to keep myself stuck. I spent so much energy every single day searching for why I couldn't, and why I was stuck, why I couldn't move forward, why I wasn't good enough to ask that woman for coffee, why I wasn't good enough to go to that event, why I wasn't smart enough to hang out with the people I really wanted to hang out around. I didn't have anything to offer them. What if I got nervous? This is so embarrassing. This is my life. This is what I'm stuck with. So that's all I did. All my time, all my energy, all of my efforts went into my excuses. So just for fun, I am going to interchange the word justification with excuses. And what I want you guys to do, and this is going to be hard and it's going to be amazing. So you guys know that this podcast is all about being as self-aware and truthful and open and authentic as we can possibly be, because that's when we know that we are a clear channel for our creator and to be able to hear what our soul's purpose is. And so what we're going to do is we're going to call out all of our excuses, right? If you guys have a pen and paper, if you're not driving, definitely just start writing down what excuses you have about why you cannot begin, what justifications you have as to why you can't break your glass ceiling right now. Maybe you have that false glass ceiling on you. And yes, it is false because human beings can do whatever we believe we can do. So if you're like, yeah, maybe that's for you, that's not for me because I'm here, that's absolutely a belief. So So often the people who have come from the hardest backgrounds, especially toughest backgrounds, traumatic things happen. Those are huge propellers that they get to use as their message. They really find the purpose and they stop focusing on why it's stopping them. And they start focusing on why they have to get out and share what's going on, or why they have to create something around it, an event, a course, or why they have to get out and speak to people, or why they have to become a greater version of themselves to lift others up. So what I want you to do is look for your justifications, look for your excuses, and write them down. Because if you have even one, if you have a lot of them, then what is happening is that those are the things that you are living for. You're not actually living for your dreams. You're not actually living for other things. You are living to keep them alive, because justification and excuses are fire. And without oxygen, they do not exist. So if you are not giving your excuses legs, if you're not giving it propane, if you are not giving it fuel, if you are not giving it oxygen, it will start to simmer out, right? It will start to dissolve itself. It'll start to disappear. But if you're constantly feeding it, if you're fueling it every single day, that's what you're living for. So it's really crazy when we look at it this way, because it's tough to look at it, right? You're like, no, I'm not living for that. I have these dreams and goals, and I have this vision board, and I go to this and I go to that, and it's not what I'm living for. But if your thoughts are going towards your justifications and your excuses, you're actually living for those. You are resuscitating them. You're keeping them alive. You're growing them. You're throwing fertilizer on them. You're throwing gasoline on them. And that is what you're living for. So look for your justifications and find out what you are living for. That is what you are giving life to. So we want to start giving life to our dreams. We want to start giving more life to the possibilities. We want to start giving life to more love in our life, more grace, more care, more forgiveness. Forgive those thoughts. Let go. Know that you can move forward. You guys, this planet is begging you to step into your bigger self. This planet is begging you for your greatness. Who are you robbing of the gift that you have in this world that you could be helping? You guys, I'm smack dab in the middle of a 14-day challenge right now. And what happens is it's an Instagram challenge. So everybody's tagging me in what they're learning during this 14-day challenge, where they're working out for 14 days straight and they're doing a meditation at the end and a gratitude practice. And it's really, really, really amazing to see the shifts that happen when people start giving all of their time and energy to the possibility instead of to the fear and the why they can't, right? The sooner you let those go, the sooner you're going to be free of the BS that's holding you back. So if you are spending all of your time and energy in your excuses, in your justifications, in why you can't, and in the past, then you're never going to give the power to your presence to be able to move forward. You guys, give the power to your presence. You are incredible. We are waiting for you. Your gift is needed right now. And people are watching you. Your kids are watching you. Your friends are watching you. And no matter what they're saying, even if they're uncomfortable with your transformation, they need you to be bigger than the words that they're saying to you. They need you to be bigger than them when they're trying to pull you back, because they need you desperately. Be that person for them. Even if you have to walk through the fire for a bit, get made fun of, you feel super uncomfortable. You have to live through your fear. Fear never goes away, you guys. Fear feels so much better though than the discomfort of not actually stepping into your full potential in this lifetime, right? So you guys, step in with me. You're not doing this alone. You are surrounded by incredible people. You are so supported. You know that. You're not doing this life alone. You have your creator. You have incredible people around you. You have mentors that you can tap into. You have podcasts. You have books. Start focusing on that. Start focusing on that. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for being here. I'm so grateful for you every single week. I am honored and blessed to be in your ears. So have the most amazing day that you are about to create. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.